Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Hi, this is Latoya.
I should have said I'm Bob the Builder. Oh my God, I messed that up. Oh well.
Wait, what would
this
be
is good... Ricky the Builder.
And this is Latoya the Lesbian Builder.
Right. Who's Latoya's a lesbian? Not Latoya Jackson.
If you're nasty.
Oh, only if you're nasty.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. What's going
on? Well, we just finished building our house.
Yes. Out in California.
No.
No. In San Diego.
No.
Oh, yeah.
New York City.
Ew. I want divorce papers immediately.
And by building a house, we
with
put
our
a
mind.
TV on the wall. And yes. It hasn't fallen yet. So
yes.
Praise his light. Praise his light.
His light is your joy.
Mm, correct. So, just to let you guys know, the dogs are out. Ivy is like in rare form. And by rare form, I mean like fucking herself.
Lay down. Lay down.
She is trying to get up in my crotch.
She's trying to get fucking beat with a clothes hanger is what she's trying to get.
She's, you know what? It's that she wants my attention,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not giving it to her. So she's like all about me.
Right.
I'm like, lady, I need you out of my fucking underwear.
So,
no,
you probably already heard the On the Road episode.
Oh, you released it?
No, I haven't released it. But before they hear this, they're going to hear On the Road, right?
Sure. I thought you would release it on Thursday.
No. It's going to be 550. This is episode 551.
You know, we just don't follow rules. So go on ahead and release it on Thursday.
Yeah, no. Sorry for the like reindeer, if you heard that.
Apparently we're celebrating Christmas in May.
Right. Oh my God. So yesterday we had the best lunch.
We had
so
a really
awesome.
Good day yesterday. We were very much adored.
We were.
Oh my God, adored a lot.
Oh my God.
Oh, by the way, speaking of adore, have you heard her new single?
No.
Oh my God, it's actually kind of funny. Like it's good. Like for what it is, it's good. But like the video is really funny, and it's got a lot of like her quirkiness.
What's
to
it called?
Down to fuck.
DTF. Oh, DTF.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here, let's play a little sample while you talk.
So yesterday we went to Greektown and had lunch with some listeners. Who all was there? We had Jimmy Bear, his partner.
We had Jimmy Bear, his partner. We had DeAndre.
DeAndre.
Who is hella
so
cute.
Cute.
And then we had Timmy Sims. Hi.
His friend Karen.
Yes, his friend Karen, who apparently hadn't seen each other for
25
years. And that was the first time they saw each other. So that was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we had RC and his boyfriend
Jay.
And then who are just lovely people. And then, of course, we had Pookie and her girlfriend, Sully. Mm-hmm. And then it was you and me.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was. Are we sure that's everybody? Yes, that's everybody. I don't want to forget anyone. So we were there for, 2 hours, eating, drinking, having a good time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was, you know, it's a little,
This is kind of your first experience with. Like a get together of people with the podcast.
Yes.
Tell us what you thought.
And you know, I have to say it is, and I think I mentioned this to you yesterday. It is a little weird, at least for me. Although it seems like I'm very, she's up here. It seems like I'm very like outgoing, and like once you get me, you know, wound up, I'm pretty easygoing.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, that's true. But when I first meet people that I don't know, and I get a little reserved and I get a little shy, and I know that. Yesterday, I wasn't really kind of mingling, but it freaks me out to have all that like focus on me. And it takes me a while to kind of warm up because after that, I had to go to my friend's barbecue thingy. And there was a Janet fan there who was like a huge fan like I am. So that attention was also on me yesterday. So I was just like, I can't deal with that. So it was really difficult to sit and be social
mm-hmm.
and try to like kind of swallow that little fear that I have of like that anxiety.
Well, that's something you would definitely have to get over if you're going to be doing this, because there's going to be people that will come into Chicago and want to have dinner with us.
Yeah.
I think Baron Frosty is coming here soon. Kathy Bacon's coming soon.
Yeah.
We have a phone call from Kathy Bacon.
Oh, well, hello there, Kathy yeah. Bacon.
So
it's a little weird. I'm not used to that, because I'm used to where it's like a huge, you know, I pretty much know everyone. And so it's easy for me to just kind of throw it on and I'm fine. And, you know, and I think if we had spent a little bit more time yesterday, I think I would have been a lot more relaxed, or if it was like a party.
I think if you would have been down at the other end of the table.
Yeah.
Instead of with people you already knew.
Yeah. Well, see, and that was the thing. And there is a reason why I did that. Cause I like, well, first of all, everyone was sitting as they started to go in, since I was kind of like the last person to come into the room, everyone had taken their seats. So
because
I was,
you were
like,
making your grand entrance.
Right.
Not a video podcast. Right.
Flipping my hair back. As Mark, my three strands, as Mark would say, I was having a diva moment.
Right.
So anyway, so I think if it was like a party and, you know, like not a dinner where we were sitting down, if we were just like up and walking around, cause I felt like I was doing fine in by the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was like standing and I was, you know, we were all kind of talking. So no, it was just me. Like, I just get anxious, for whatever reason. Cause I know I'm fine once I start getting like warmed up. Another thing, too, I wasn't drinking alcohol, so that was also, right. I didn't get to relax a little bit.
Well, when you get to Pride 48, you better be prepared.
I know, I'm a little nervous about that, because I'm like, if it's anything like that...
Times 50.
I was going to say, it's going to be... I mean, I'm sure once I get, like, if I had liquor, like, if I was drinking yesterday, I would have been way more, like, I wouldn't had that much anxiety. But because I was driving and I couldn't, and I knew I was going to be driving several places around, I couldn't, there's no way I could have been able to drink.
Right.
Because then I would want to drink more.
So we had a really good time. I went down and talked to people because I was kind of at your end too. So I made sure that I went down and talked to
people. Yeah,
and
I feel right. And so I just want to say, I want to apologize to Jimmy Bear and DeAndre and Jay, and because they were kind of at the end of the table, and Jimmy Bear's husband. And I didn't get a chance to, I mean, we did mingle while we were at the bar, which is great. But I didn't get a chance to kind of mingle while we were at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you guys didn't feel left out, because I was definitely enjoying the view from my side.
But we also, a very big, 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 big special thank you to Jimmy Bear.
Yes. My God. I mean, like,
totally,
we adore you.
Unexpected.
Very
did
unexpected.
Not really need to happen, but he
no.
picked up the tab for everyone.
Yes.
Although that sometimes that makes me feel uncomfortable, but I have learned through other podcasts like Greetings from Nowhere and Big Fatty, you know, just be blessed that you have people around you
yeah.
that are willing to do that and can. And you could always do that for another group of friends when you're able to.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I also think about it like, you know, it like yesterday when he did that, I just feel like, you know, we provide something for them in the sense of like entertainment and laughter and and, you know, I guess that's like their way of saying thank you. So that was really nice
right.
of them. It was really, 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 really
the food
nice.
Was I really felt, good.
Yeah, the food was really good. I was very humble of him to do that. And I just felt really good. That was very nice. Thank you so much for that.
We really appreciate it. And we can't wait. Hopefully you can come to Pride 48. I know you said it's kind of on the fence since the dates changed. So.
Yeah.
But
if not, you know, hopefully
we can get up to Massachusetts.
Yeah, hopefully we can make out a little like weekend trip or something. Mm-hmm. He did say September is kind of a nice time to go, so
Hello.
We need to go get our crazy on.
So yesterday after the lunch, I came home and passed the fuck out.
I don't know if you guys have seen the pictures on Facebook. Let me just tell you, it was pasta loaded.
Now, it was so good. It was so good. It gave me heartburn there, though, too. So, you know.
I can imagine because of the pasta. And the,
it was so good.
It looked really good.
That
and I was so tempted to, like.
So good.
Oh, God. I saw that cheese and I was like, I eat that, my stomach is going to blow up.
You should have took a big old bite. It was so good.
Of that cheesy goodness.
So, we came home. You went to your friend's house.
Oh, God. I mean, it was like, literally, it was like I was, you know, picked up Ricky, was on from the get-go, picked him up, went to this lunch thing, was on then, drove him home, drove to a friend's house in Evanston and was on again for another 4 hours, and then picked up the provider and Ricky, and then we went back out to celebrate Pookie's birthday.
Pookie's birthday.
And was on again for that. So it was like, I literally was like, my switch was on the entire fucking day. When I got home last night, after everything was done, said and done, I knocked out. Like,
you know you like it when your switch is on all the time.
Right. Well. If, you know. I'm going to keep it a little clean today.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Because I think yesterday's show.
Yesterday's on the road was a little bit. That was very.
It was very foul.
It was hashtag too real.
Hashtag I don't give a shit.
Right.
We were having a real conversation.
So then we went to Hamburger Mary's last night and we had some drinks.
We started off at the rec room. Mm-hmm. Which was nice. It was a little loud, but that was because the Blackhawks were playing the LA Kings. So that was, it was a little loud for a minute, and then it kind of quieted down once the game was pretty much over. Mm-hmm. And that was really nice because then we got a surprise guest, our friend Domingo, who we've known for years. He's a very good friend of Ileana's and mine. And he surprised us. Oh, he surprised me. I didn't even realize that he was coming.
Oh, wait. Before you go on,
uh-huh.
We want to give a shout out to the lady that took her picture in the Greek restaurant. Remember, she said she was going to start listening to our
show. Oh, my God. Totally.
So we want to say, hey.
Do we know who what her name was?
No.
Oh,
she
shit.
Never told us her name.
Oh, my God. So
but
lady
she's
with the
woman that took the picture right, in the Greek restaurant.
Yes. And that took like several pictures because... She was like, I know how this is. I'm going to make sure you guys
I'm an
get
organizer.
A
I'm going to move to the left, move to the right.
Right. And she was like totally directing.
Right.
She kind of looked like Lana Del Rey. A little bit. Like
oh,
she
yeah.
had that like little Lana. Mm-hmm. She had a little bit of that Lana Del Rey kind of look.
So Domingo came.
Yeah. So he came and he shocked me for sure. And it was funny because I guess he was trying to play it off with.
Motherfucker.
Rawr! Pookie never told me that he was going to come. God damn it. And I happened to be looking at the window and I looked over and Pookie was looking at me and I'm like, and I made this face. I was like, and I looked at Pookie. She's like, what? Because he looked at me and it was like, you know, told me not to say anything. And I'm like, oh, but Pookie's like, what happened? I'm like, I don't know.
Isn't that the person she was talking about? She was saying, oh, he gave me some excuse on the phone that he couldn't come or something. Was that
yeah,
him?
Yeah, that was...
And she was like, I can't believe he can't come or something
yeah,
like that.
That was yeah, that's it. Because she got the text as he was there. So she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you told me you were going to come. And then that's what she was telling you guys that... He made the excuse, but it was really nice because I haven't done that in a long time. We just kind of hang out and like have dinner.
I wanted to drink more, but, you know, I try not to drink too much. And then I didn't want anybody else like paying for our food again and our drinks.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Pookie and Sally.
Yes,
you guys didn't have
very
to do
nice.
That.
We really appreciate that. That was nice of you.
But yeah, I mean, it was a very interesting day yesterday. It was very
good.
It was
nice to be with friends and
like good
friends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like good people that you know you really are like have a good time with. That was really cool.
And Pookie was all drunk last night.
Oh my God. Okay.
What?
Did I not tell you? Okay, first of all, let's be clear. Pookie was fine when we were sitting downstairs and she refused to eat.
She had, three beers? She had four beers?
Four beers.
Mm-hmm.
And she refuses to eat, which I absolutely hate because then she gets sloppy.
Oh,
so we're upstairs. Everything seems to be going okay. She gets another beer, finishes that beer, and it went from 0 to 10 in 2.5. It was like, oh, and while I was in the middle of explaining a story to Ricky and Tony about how sloppy she was, and she literally turned it on. I was like, what? I'm sorry, did I miss something? When did you get that drunk?
So then it was all of a sudden, there's going to be a barbecue on Monday, and we need to bring American food. Because they're Mexicans, and they're going to have the Mexican part.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Tony's Mexican, so what?
What kind of American food?
I should bring something like totally like fucking crazy American. Like,
oh, like ambrosia?
Yeah.
Actually, I've had some of that. I've had some really good ambrosia.
I would love. Oh, they're like, I don't eat Jello, so
yeah, it's that, it is a little weird when, yeah. But if it's made really well, oh, it's so good.
Oh no, ambrosia doesn't have Jello. No, it's just it's just whipped cream, like sour cream and nuts and grapes and stuff. Right, like that, right.
It's just like a little. It's a fruit salad.
Yeah,
but that would be so interesting.
I brought my American dish. It's called ambrosia.
Ambrosia.
I need Ambro Asia.
her first name Ambro, last name Asia. Asia. Ooh, that's a good drag queen name.
So I hope she calls because I'd really like to have a barbecue on
because as soon as we got in the car, I said, "Girl, she's drunk. I guarantee you, tomorrow she's gonna send me a text and be like, oh, I don't. We're gonna have to reschedule." No,
but everybody's off on Monday, so yeah, we can have a barbecue.
I'm sure she'll.
We
be
have
fine.
Card Cards Against Humanity.
Oh my god! So, she's never played that game. She's gonna have.
I think she's gonna be. Fun.
She's gonna have a riot with that game because
it's so bad. So and I bought like the whole pack, so I have everything.
You have the Christmas ones too.
Everything.
Oh, okay, good. Because I was gonna buy one too, but now that you have it, well.
Oh. Oh.
Do you want to hear a little bit of the Adore Delano song? I have it pulled up.
Yeah.
Do you wanna? I think I plugged it in.
Let me get mine.
I'm right.
Oh wait.
I mean.
I'm ready Jesus. For you.
So anyway, so yeah, yesterday was a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. So this is Adore Delano. Oh my god.
Adore Delano, down to fuck.
Everybody gets some cherry candy, yum yum. I
mean, those are spiritual lyrics.
This sucks. It's, I don't care for that.
It's like,
too much bass.
Well, yeah. It makes your body, it makes your booty pop.
And he didn't even really, I mean, he sang better on the show.
Well, it's just, I mean, it's a little fun one. I like it. It's fine.
So we didn't get to talk about the winner, right?
No, we haven't. RuPaul's Drag Race. We didn't do our show.
Yeah. So we are totally happy with the decision.
Yes. Yes. I always said that if it was either going to be Adore or Bianca, I'd be happy with either. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like them both. I think.
You liked maybe, Adore better.
I think deep down inside, the reason why I liked Adore is because I feel like this is. I feel like drag queen race, even though they have
drag queen race.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Drag Excuse race.
Me. Drag race. Oh God! Now I'm gonna get a bunch of hate mail. Probably started by Mark. but anyways, I think that drag race is. I feel like it should be geared towards those youngings, and it should teach them. And give them the tools to be better, you know, towards the end. And, you know, you have these seasoned queens who come on there and they do like, they do really, really well. And, but it's like, you know,
but the past two seasons beforehand, they have been new drag queens.
Yeah.
Jinx and Bo and Sharon, they weren't.
Right. They weren't like huge, like some of the other people that were on there, like Detox and, Raven and all of those. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. I mean, I just feel like that should always be the purpose, because I feel like the ones who are seasoned. I mean, they've been around for so long. Mm-hmm. And again, I really am happy that Bianca won. But I just feel like there's something about Adore that I just adored. Delano.
That's like how she talk and never touch her lips.
I feel like that's what we should call her now. We shouldn't call her Adore. We should just say Delano.
Delano.
Delano. Oh my God, that's so Delano.
You know our friend Delano.
Right. When you say Adore or you want to use a word, we should just say Delano. Oh my God, that's so Delano.
I want to remind everyone to go check out Day Drunk Gaze.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, so they did a new video and it's pretty funny. Oh. And you have to go watch
it. Is it based on someone...
No, it's just like, I'm so tired that, you know, and they give a reason and they're like all ridiculous. Right, I mean, just too much. Although I'm going to say, I think one of them listens. Y'all need some burrs up in there.
Oh, for real. None of that skinny shit.
Not our bro skinny.
No.
Fat people go to brunch too.
No, but that's okay because they're all going to get fat when they get old.
Oh my God, you guys should do an episode like everyone in fat suits.
That's insulting.
No, it's as if they got older. Like they all have like gray hair and stuff.
They should just wait a couple months.
Oh, whatever.
If they do listen to
the show, I love
them.
Wait, wait,
if they do, if one of them does listen to the show, they should send us a shout out on one of their videos. Or make an entire video about our podcast. Hold on.
You know my friend Delano who always says, "Oh my God."
That's be excellent. That's so Delano. Anyway. So we also want to send out a shout out to... Okay, I know we send a shout out to the guy who reviewed us.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go ahead and read the review.
Do you have it up?
Yes.
I wanted to read it. I'll read it.
Thank you for giving me a bath.
Izelle?
Yeah,
she likes to lick.
That's okay. I know she loves me.
She's a lick-a-lot-of-puss.
Lick-a-lot-of-puss. That's gross.
Okay, I have it up.
Okay. I don't know why, but your internet's going a little slow.
So we have a 5-star review on
May 5 20th. Star, y'all. What?
The title is amazing, with an extra side of hilarious.
Hilarious.
Not extra.
Extra.
By Justin Raymond.
We need a bio on you, honey.
Right?
If you're listening,
we need some more info.
We need a bio, a cock shot, a photo shot.
Well,
we need
let's work slowly. Let's maybe get where he's from.
Work slowly. Fuck that shit. Let's get right into it.
Let's get where he's from.
I want a picture
first
of your rosebud. I want.
Ew.
Just kidding.
Let's get to know where he's from. Where he heard. Smokey, another one. Where he's from. How he heard of us. And all that good stuff. So, I've only listened to the episodes with Ricky and Roger, but they're friggin' amazing. These guys have such great chemistry and can talk about absolutely anything and still be as funny and as interesting as a drag queen on rollerblades.
Which is a little offensive, I think, sometimes.
But it's funny anyway. This is a must listen. My gay ears are delighted.
His gay ears are delighted,
How
girl.
Is a drag queen on rollerblades offensive? Funny.
No. Well, I don't know. I feel like he's making fun of them.
No, he's saying we're just as funny as if he saw a drag queen on rollerblades.
Yeah, I don't know why that's funny.
That's, well, maybe he finds that funny.
Like, I don't know why that's funny. I'm trying to picture it.
Don't touch the microphone stand.
Touch my body.
We can't hear what's happening. So, oh my God. Oh my God.
Nothing.
Just nothing.
No, in any case, Justin Raymond, let us know who you are.
Thank you for the 5-star review. Tell your friends, tell your friends' friends,
tell
your mama,
friends,
tell your daddy,
tell your sister and your brother too.
Tell your lovers.
If you got one male or female or trannies.
No, we don't.
I said it.
We don't say trannies gender.
Sounds like two words. Oh, girl, trannies gendered. You know what? Oh,
we had
a
transgender waitress last night.
Yeah, we
Linda.
Sure did.
I love her. She's every birthday that I've had at Hamburger Mary.
She was a little off with the attitude yesterday. No,
but I don't think she had attitude. I think she was preoccupied, probably busy.
Okay.
And somebody probably like treated her like shit or something.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and let you have that one.
We still left her a really good.
No,
tip.
She wasn't. Oh, that's not to say she wasn't good at what she was doing.
She didn't talk as much.
Right,
because
I know
would.
She can be a lot like more on than she was yesterday. That's why I was saying it wasn't because she was bad. I just think that she's usually a lot more like chipper.
Maybe she's sleepy sleeps.
Maybe she was sleepy sleep, or maybe she needed to lay down some of that crack.
Oh please.
Anyway, so speaking of drag race, so have you heard all the hoopla that RuPaul has gotten in the last couple days?
Oh Lord.
Because of what he said?
What did he say?
Oh girl, let me pull it up. Yeah,
was it on his podcast or on TV or what?
Well, okay, hold on. I'll tell you.
This baby is so beautiful over here.
I know. So apparently, Logo TV is not siding with RuPaul based on what he said on what he had a interview with Mark Maron podcast WTF, so right. What the fuck or whatever, and on there he said Maron asked him if it bothered him, if the word tranny bothered him, and he said no, I love the word tranny. And then he mentioned, like, he asked him if, like, the community was, like, if he felt, how he felt about the language that was being used on Drag Race and whatever. And he said, it's not the transsexual community. These are fringe people who are looking for a story to line, for storylines to straighten their identity as victims. That is what they're dealing with. Well, and anyway, he went on to say that, He basically was like, bitch, you need to get a backbone. Deal with it. Don't be offended. It's words.
Oh, the
right. Like the like word, like the, anything oh. that had to deal with that entire like yeah, episode.
Logo has nothing to do. Logo buys his show to put it on their network.
Correct.
Wow. World of Wonder are the people that owns that show.
Right. Right.
So
right. And so basically Logo came out and said, we're not aligning with what we don't necessarily agree with what his verbiage is. Even though we host,
even though we host
their show,
that's his opinion.
And basically, you know, what he did was, is he went on, you know, the guy asked him, like, what was the deal, what was the tea on all that shit, and he was like, basically, like, you know what, I'm not gonna stop saying that word, and I'm not gonna stop. You can't tell me what to say or do. I'm gonna say and do whatever I want. He's like, essentially, you're giving that word too much power, and that's why it's affecting you. And that's why he was like, bitch, so what? Get over it. And I kind of agree. I think that we've become a little bit too sensitive in our society. And I understand that if you are using the word in a derogatory form, I get that it's offensive. And I get that some people feel like they're being offensive towards them because they're saying a word that could be used in a very derogatory term. However, with that same breath, it's only as strong as you allow it to be. So if someone calls you tranny and you allow it to affect you, well, then that's kind of your business.
I don't know. I'm kind of iffy about that because someone could say the same thing about the N-word. And that's totally not appropriate.
But it's not appropriate for us because we don't necessarily use that word. And if someone else calls that another person that word, I mean, that, you know, they have every right to say that word, whether they believe it or not, whether you and I necessarily agree that word should be ever used. No. Do I think that word should ever be used? No. Do I think that tranny is on the same level as that word? Mm-hmm. No, I do not. I'm sorry. Tranny is not even nearly as offensive as that word is.
It's kind of like faggot, right?
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, why is faggot? I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is, if for you and I to call each other fags or faggots, why?
I don't even do that.
No, I know. So. I'm just saying in general, like if we were to do that, it wouldn't necessarily be a term of offense to either of us because we'd be like, whatever, it's just another word. So why is tranny the same? Like, why is that going to, don't give it that much power.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and
I think the whole trans community is still kind of new to me. Not really new. It's just that I'm also a person. Just because I'm gay doesn't mean I understand it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people think because we're gay that we understand that whole community. And we don't. I don't know how it feels to be a woman trapped inside a man's body and then get transformed into that. I don't know anything about that or how that feels. Right. Am I willing to learn? Yeah. I mean,
oh, for sure.
You know, it's not that I'm not open-minded to it. And, you know, people like Linda, she's, I don't know if she's transitioning or she's done with it, but I know that she is. So
right.
So
she lives her life as a woman.
Right. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know her well enough to know if she would be upset if somebody said, hey, Tranny, what's up? You know,
but see, you know, that's funny that you mentioned that, because then it's almost kind of like, OK, so let's put it in another perspective. You know, I don't necessarily agree that people like the black community should call each other's niggas with the A. I don't. That to me, it's like, well, I get that you're. I get that you're
nervous.
I get that you're it's a part of your vernacular, and that that's more of a what up, homie. Like that's it's more of that. So it's not the actual N word. I understand.
What up, cracker?
Right. Well, that could be offensive as well. But so I don't understand if that. It's kind of like how when people say to us gay people who call each other fags, like, what a fag? Like, is that, why is it?
Do that. I don't. Well, do I know anybody that does that?
I've had friends who've done it, and they're all gay. I've done it. I totally have dropped the F word several times. But see, you have to understand that I came from, to me, when I grew up as a kid, like, I didn't know that term to be offensive. I used that term, or like, even when I was a kid, I would be like, oh my God, that's so gay. When someone would do something
stupid.
Well,
I've done that before.
But that's
supposed to be bad now.
Right.
Like, we're not supposed to say that.
Exactly. So it's kind of like, do we take a hold of the, you know, because everyone's talking about like take the power back from the, you know, from of the word or whatever, take it back and you make sure that you use it. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't, should we? Should we not? Like,
but like, I don't even
what get... makes it better than, what makes it better that you and I say that word? And are we any better than them? If someone says it as in a director,
I don't even know. I don't know if this makes me a bad person, but or a good person. I'm not for sure. But like, even if like a straight guy calls me faggot, I'm like, whatever. You're ignorant,
right?
You know, it doesn't bother me.
But see, that's
unless you know they're like probably beating the shit out of me. That might be a little bit different. But if somebody's on the street and they're like faggot,
yeah,
I'm like, well. Okay,
but see,
you know,
and, but
whatever.
I guess that's the whole point. I guess that's the point that RuPaul was trying to make was, if someone is screaming that in a derogatory form, and you don't allow that word to affect you, then you've beat that battle because you didn't let it affect you. You didn't become the victim.
And knowing
of that.
Is half the battle.
Correct.
G.I. Joe, he's the American hero.
Girl.
Hero.
Yeah.
He's the American hero.
Yeah. So, you know, so I feel like that's kind of where I'm at with the word. Like, I definitely would never, for example, with Linda, I would never go up to her and say, what up, Tranny?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we were on that level and we were friends like that and
she said it was okay.
And she said it was okay, then, or if I, you know, if it slipped and she was like, hey, you know what? I really don't appreciate that because that's a very offensive word. Then I would, okay, then I. Granted, that's not something that would slip unless I was angry, and out of an anger moment, I would say something like that. But if she said it was okay, then okay, fine. But
remember that guy that was on Project Runway that won Christian whatever
Christian his name Soriano. Yeah.
Remember he was you were a hot tranny, tickety tackety hot mess.
Yes,
tranny wardrobe,
and
all
he
that.
Got a lot of slack for that.
Did people get it?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, he got a lot of slack.
Oh, he did.
For that.
Yo, okay. I never heard anything, but I also didn't follow Project Runway.
But see, you know, this
much,
is also
but...
another thing that I feel when you were talking about like how as a gay community, we don't really know much about like that, because it's kind of like I think I was listening to a podcast, and they were saying like, you know, the gay community was like the first sort of community to come up. And now that we're there, we've left a lot of our
people behind.
And so, you know, it's like they're coming out now, like, you know, transgender people, mm-hmm. the community, they're coming up and trying to make a name for themselves and trying to assert themselves in our community as we are a very different part of this community. And we are a part of it, but we're just very different from the rest. And we want to make sure that we are known and we're not offended.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, yeah, to some degree, you're right. We as a gay community, we don't know. And we fail to help them coming up, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Well, it's because I mean, even though we're all grouped together, lesbians, gays, bis, right. you know, for some reason we're all grouped together. And I guess it's because it's other than the norm,
right.
or what they call normal.
Right.
But transgender, totally separate class than gay men. Totally separate class from lesbians. We're all different classes, but for some reason we've been grouped together into a huge group of people.
Right.
And so when one group gets rights, like other groups aren't given those rights. It's kind of like, well, why are we all classed together if we don't get the same rights?
Right. Either? Or they assume that the blanket of rights that we're getting is going to it's going to cover mm-hmm. everyone else.
And it doesn't.
And it doesn't, because everyone else is specific. And you know what? You're right. As a gay man, we don't know what it's like to be in their shoes and be like having this complete mindfuck of identity crisis and not feeling comfortable or not feeling like the body that was given to you is the right body that you should be in. However, at the same time, we have to remember that this show is about drag queens. It's not about transgendered people. There happens to be transgendered women that are on the show that do entertainment, you know, drag queen shows as an entertainment or as a job or as a career. But it strikes me that no one has mentioned that no one has really kind of fought for. Even RuPaul, like, he hasn't really come out and said, you know what, this is a motherfucking drag race show. It's about drag queens. It's not about transgendered people. It's not about gay people. It's about men who dress as women for entertainment.
But some of those contestants were trans.
That's so what I'm saying. But I think that's where the problem lies, is that so the people who are coming, you know, sort of coming out against, you know, RuPaul or whatever, because of his not knowing exactly the verbiage to say, so he's not offending anybody, need to be reminded that this is a drag show. It's not about a transgendered person's life. It's about
sexual identity.
Right. It's about a man who dresses in drag for entertainment.
They should find straight men that do drag, because straight men do drag too.
I think that would show that this is what the show is about.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hate that now it's become this whole, like, I don't give a shit if you're in transition. Good for you. I'm happy that you've gotten to that point and that now you're going to be happy. I support your decisions, but it's not what I'm watching the show for. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the show because it's entertaining and they're going to perform. And she's about to go through that door.
I don't know why. She must see something in the window. All right. So I think we've been serious enough.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about as serious as we've gotten since you've been on the show. So tell us what you all think. I know it's been talked about already on other shows.
Like, to death.
But I mean, yeah, just let us know how you feel.
Let us know.
But
how you feel.
You know, we have a phone call. Should we do a phone call? We need headphones.
Get your head on. Get your headphones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who's calling? Who done call me? Oh, and by the way, I just also want to send an apology to that person who left who sent you the text message about my chewing. Suck it. Because it's going to happen again. Right?
All right, you ready?
Yeah. Is this Kathy Bacon?
Seriously, I don't mean to be a bag or anything, but can you maybe here, let me turn my fan off. Can you maybe change the number of rings for this voice message box? When I first started doing Pilates or whatever, I thought it was my box, but I guess it was my powerhouse that was working. Oh my God.
Is she
high?
That
was so funny. I kept slipping. Well, not while I was doing Pilates, but anyway, that's what I'm calling for. Do you know I have 132 hours of use or lose? I think I'm just going to take 2 hours off every day from December, the end of December, back, however many days that is. I can't think right now. But anyway, that's what I'm calling about. I'm calling about to announce that, oh gosh, I had the burp. I hope you didn't pick that up on your little voice recording. Okay, so anyway, I just called to tell you that I'm coming to Chicago, and I'll be there sometime this year. And so you should do a little show on what hotels to stay at, on what's that word? The street that runs Michigan Avenue. I'm going to a concert. Well, actually, it's kind of crazy because, like, okay, Well, I gotta go.
Kathy Bacon, what the fuck was that?
Random.
You know, her voicemails are infamous because she usually leaves like hour-long messages. That one was, girl, what were you smoking?
So I don't even, I don't know if I would suggest staying in a hotel on Michigan.
No,
maybe that's, state.
That's really pricey. It's,
yeah, but
it'll be nice. That's mm-hmm. for sure.
She can stay up here at the Super 8 on Sheridan.
She could stay at the Heart Motel right there on Peterson.
Oh, the Heart of Chicago.
Yeah, that's actually a nice little motel. I hooked up
with
someone.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
You what? You?
Yeah, you heard that right, girl.
I.
Yeah.
What?
I hooked up with someone there, and I think he was like a former porn star.
Oh. How do you? Why do you think?
Because I can't remember if he told me he was a porn star or he used to be a porn star.
Did he act like he was an old porn star? Was he like,
No, he was a really nice guy.
Yeah.
I don't know what. That sounds like you're watching like homeless people fuck. It's just weird.
I'm down.
DTF.
Whatever. No, I'm not DTF. I'll watch two homeless people have sex.
That's gross.
Well. What? It works up
well,
a sweat.
Well, it's really hot. Right. In California, that would probably be really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Although I would not want to be within like
400 feet.
Right. Because you may catch something. Kathy Bacon, we need an Annie Decoder ring to decipher that
right.
message.
Well, we know she's coming to Chicago, so that... obviously she wants a place to stay.
Oh, you got that?
Yeah. Sometime this year.
Right. And I mean... why was she going back to December?
Oh, no, she has all those hours of time for him to take for vacation. If she doesn't
take
them, she loses
them. Oh, I'm happy that
them.
You deciphered all that, because I thought she was talking about Pilates times.
She said 132 hours.
I thought she was talking about Pilates hours.
Oh, what's Pilates hours?
Like, you go use an hour for Pilates. Like, you buy an allotment
of time.
That's
her power box.
Yeah. I'm so confused. I need drugs all right,
so
to fucking deal with that.
We have anything else to talk about? I don't know if we have anything else, right?
We're going to be, tomorrow.
Let's talk about this right now. Sorry.
I hate
Do you want
you
to do a live show for Pride 48 in June?
Do I want to do a live
yeah.
show? Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to get in contact with the people that be.
Let me tell you when after the show, I'll tell you what dates I can't because of my therapy.
Well, it's on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So
what do you
the
mean?
Live show for Pride 48 for the June session.
Oh, what time would it be? Like,
well,
eight?
we have to
discuss
work on that.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't really get to choose the time until
fucking slap her.
Whatever. What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Anyway.
So tomorrow, hopefully, we'll be going to a barbecue. Maybe we can record a little.
Oh yeah,
on the road or something.
Yeah, we should.
Or
do
record
that.
While we're at the barbecue.
We could do that.
Y'all, we're just putting out shows left and right. One of them has good quality. The other one has shitty quality.
I'm sorry.
Sound on the road has bad sound quality.
No, I think it actually has good. I just think that because you're holding the microphone, like it makes it so that it like one's louder because you're holding the microphone. Mm-hmm. So it just happens to be that way. Because when we did it, when you were driving, I felt that my voice was louder than yours was because I was holding it. And now...
It's
the other way around. So
other way around.
Yes. So I want to say that at some point this week, maybe we'll record the Mariah Carey review because it's coming out on Tuesday.
I think I need a week to listen again to like the whole CD because we don't have the whole. I'm actually pretty proud that we haven't talked about this until the final end of the show.
Right. Because I'm pretty sure our foul monkey ears are really tired of
right.
hearing about Mariah Carey.
Like
we love Mariah Carey.
They're pooflingers.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah,
pooflingers. Okay, I'm sorry.
So Mariah Carey released her album to listen on iTunes, but it's not the full version. The version we ordered was the explicit
extended. You're
going to
get like
version.
Pussy hairs with it when
right.
you open up the box on iTunes.
So we're waiting for that so we can listen to it and then review. Are we going to review each song? We'll play like a snippet of the song and then review it.
I think that one's going to have to be a little bit more produced than our normal shows. Like, we may have to, like, edit it a little bit.
Oh.
I can edit it.
Oh.
Don't do that face. You're going to... I'm going to get you... I'm going to get you those glasses.
The child molester glasses.
And then I'm going to take a picture. Come here, little boy.
Come here. Let me diddle you.
Oh, my God.
You want to suck on this.
Ew. It's so awful. No, but I think we're going to have to, like, produce it a little bit so we can... I want us to keep it within the hour, and I want it to be literally 1 hour. No over, no under.
That's going
to
be hard.
That is gonna, you're going to have to bust out that. I can edit the fucking show if need be.
Yeah. Okay. Let's work on that.
Oh, you don't think I can do it?
No.
You don't think I haven't fucked around with GarageBand?
No.
I'm going to stab you.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. You know what, guys? We're going to let Roger edit a show, and we're going to see how...
How
much
well
you like
out?
It.
Okay, yeah. We'll go ahead and see how fabulous and easy it is.
Thank you for listening to 551. This will be the best show that's ever been edited. We don't do a lot of editing anyway.
Right, I was going to say.
So I'm going to have to add in a fucking dinosaur into this one again.
Rawr! Although I do have to say that the last one that you added was very muted. Because it was like the first one that you did, it was like, oh my God. That damn thing was coming through the fucking ear. And this one was more like, rawr. Everyone loves a dinosaur.
All right. So we're going to be do a Pride 48 live show. I'll email them and let them know.
Yes.
And then, and this can go anywhere from like, we could record anytime from 8 o'clock at night on Friday
mm-hmm.
to anytime to 8 o'clock at night on Sunday. So we could be doing a show at like 2 in the morning. So just to let you know.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Just to let you know, that may happen.
No, it's
so
not going to happen.
Just to warn you, that's probably going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Actually, I don't know if they record. I don't know if they still do the whole 48 hours. I think maybe they shut it off at like 10 or something. I don't know. I'll have to get more details.
Okay.
But we'll definitely do a show.
Yeah, for sure.
So, all right. You ready to get out of here, girl?
Yes. Latoya is ready.
I need to wash some clothes. I need to wash a blanket.
Oh, and by the way, every time I come over here on Sunday, you're always washing something.
Yeah, that's like Sunday's are like a laundry day. Sunday's like a laundry day.
Yeah.
So, all right, y'all. Bye. It's been fun spending 47 minutes with you all.
Oh, it's only been 47 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think about tranny, faggot, hooker,
whatever.
Roger.
Who's that? Anyways,
Roger's DTF.
Right. I'm always down to fuck.
Teeth.
Again. Oh my God. Tooth no. BJ. No one likes
already,
that.
We already talked about that
I
yesterday.
Know. Anyway, so again, thank you guys for treating us this weekend. It was very much appreciated. Look out for thank you cards in the mail.
If we have your address. We might
yeah.
have to
oh
ask
yeah.
You.
Actually,
you we might have to ask you.
Yeah, ax you.
Jimmy Bear, send us your address, please.
Yes.
Foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yes. And that's about it.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think
all
so.
Right, let's go.
Let's go. Where are we going?
This is Ricky the Builder.
This is Latoya Jackson, the lesbian builder. Yeah.
No, when you're nasty.
Oh, when you're nasty.
Yeah.
Only when you're nasty.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.